Talk Radio.
720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Talk
Chicago.
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Sponsored by Freshwave, the official deodorizer, he said, of your Chicago Blackhawks. If you smell like Dave's beaver van, you need Freshwave.
I don't think that's
Dave, you have a beaver van?
Well, how do you think he gets the beavers from place to place to cut down the wood?
No.
He's got a van full of beavers.
No, I think
Dave, can I come in the beaver van with you?
Whatever, Ken.
All right, so here's Dave now with today's Hawkopedia. What's today's term?
Well, you've heard the story of Dennis Weidman, the Calgary Flames defenseman.
And no relation to John Weidman.
No, and I even spelled the same way. Cross-checked the official last week, linesman Don Henderson. The NHL players...
No relation to Florence Henderson, the mother on the Brady Bunch.
No.
Got it. Oh, she's a very nice lady, by the way.
Yeah, she is.
The NHL Players Association has filed an appeal... on Weidman's behalf.
They have. Is that just an automatic thing?
Well, they maintain that he's got a clean record. He's not caused problems in the past. Mm-hmm. The league says Weidman was diagnosed with a concussion after the game, but that does not excuse his behavior.
Nope.
If the suspension is upheld, Weidman will forfeit $560,000 in salary.
That's a tough conversation when you get home. How was your day at work, honey? Well,
yeah,
we're going to lose $560,000.
We're going to have to cut back a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not the first instance of a player making physical contact with an official and being punished for it. Last one involved a former Blackhawk, Daniel Carcillo, then with the Rangers. He was suspended 10 games in 2014 for elbowing a linesman. That suspension was later reduced from 10 games to 6. And a popular former Blackhawk drew one of the longest suspensions for abuse of an official. Now, you probably know this guy. You probably met him, Steve. Tom Lysiak.
Tom Lysiak.
He's back every year for the convention.
Yeah. Sure.
He drew a 20-game suspension. This was in 1983 for tripping a linesman during a game against the Hartford Whalers, a team which included who?
Joel Quenneville.
Joel Quenneville at Chicago Stadium. The Players Association went to Cook County Circuit Court, got a temporary restraining order to allow Lysiak to continue to play. But ultimately, the suspension stood, and Lysiak was suspended for 20 games.
And to use the words of our friends, Eddie Olchek. Well, he's our friend, Eddie Olchek. Mm-hmm. There's only one of them. When you're talking to the kids playing hockey, stop it right there.
Yep.
And when I say stop it right there, I mean
don't
check the ref into the boards.
Right.
Yes.
Don't trip him. Don't elbow him. None of that.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's our Hawkopedia for today.
Nicely done by you.
Thank you.
Even with all the foolishness going on around you.
Not from me.